so that the mosquitoes wouldn't bother us. And so she and I here, and that's just plywood. I don't mean plywood. That panel is what uh-huh. that is. And we had to make it smooth, and those are just artificial brick that we stuck in there. And that old thing there was what I used in the fireplace after I began to, we made it smaller. When I came up here, it had great big old back sticks, you know, to use. Mm-hmm. Well, they got so heavy I couldn't put them on, so filled in the fireplace and made it smaller. Well, that grate just was all right in the old fireplace, but it liked to have been so small for our, we made us a box, Boog did, and it just sat back in there. And so we let it come out. The old hearth, we hadn't torn it out.
Oh,
nice. So we just let the old hearth on there.
Uh-huh.
And but still, that was all the brick that we had, so we just made it come out there. But anyway, you know, there's an old shovel and an old poker and all.
Uh-huh. Had you not told me, I wouldn't have guessed that this wasn't. It looks very real, doesn't it?
Well, it's not, though. Well, you know, yesterday I had it turned on, and it does look very much like a...
Well, even without
Is this turned
a switch?
On,
Yes, indeed. That's very true.
And after it stays there a while, it goes to moving, you know, after it gets warm.
Oh, I see.
It'll go to move, and it looks just like embers burning.
It for the wood and this material is very real. By the way, when you had your logs, and you didn't use a grate, what did you call those things that held
andirons?
Andirons.
Yeah. I got two, but they are broken a little bit. But I could have them. Welded, you know, mm-hmm. and make them all right. Mm-hmm. But I couldn't use them in here. I could use the grate better than I could the other.
Yes, so that's ideal.
Yeah.
And this
mantle.
And would you tell me a little bit about it? You mentioned the back stick.
It's great big old logs. And you see, you can put them on that, force the heat out here instead of going up the chimney. Now, if you didn't have any of that, the heat would go up the chimney.
I see.
And so...
It would actually be all the way back
And so that force, and then you could have that back there and then put another log on top of that. And then your other on your andirons out here in front. And that way, you could have a pretty good fire.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, as the other one on top, when it got a fire good and the others got burned down, you could pull it down and then put another one back in the back. Mm-hmm. That way it wasn't burned and back there then, and keep the heat still going up, see.
What kind of wood did you use to start the fire?
Well, just we had kindling and hickory. We used hickory as much and oak. Yeah, we had a lot of hickory and oak and things like that. And gum, you see, holds fire, but it won't burn. After you get it burning, it'll burn. But still, the hickory and oak are awful good too. And poplar, now poplar's awful good. And it'll blast up, you know, in a hurry. But the hickory and oak would hold. The worst thing about hickory, it'd pop out. And we had to watch it a whole lot.